given. Again, Tamlon, we say no, the Pasuk says, all of Olam become Mokim. As long as this korban has a right to be brought, it's called the korban Olam, and the skin of this Olam, like a goes to the Kohanim. Now we dash in Olam, the skin of a korban Olam. Ainly yellow or oil, maybe only the skin from a korban oil goes to the Kohanim. Oiras kotche kadosh minayin. Yes, oiras kotche kadosh minayin. We know all the kotche kadosh and the skin goes to Kohanim. Tamar, the Pasuk says, oil oil, asher hikriv. Then mashma, the kohen that brings it, he has the right to eat from the skin. Rashi says, kola kabos mashma, shikriv mashma, any korban. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Shani Marabat Kotchim Kalam, maybe even Kotchim Kalam also, since the Kohanim bring the korban, maybe they have a right to get the skin. Talmudim, this we say no, the Pasuk says, Oila, Mashmoni Korban Oila, so we dash in Ma Oila, Kotchim Kadoshim, Atko Kotchim Kadoshim, only a korban of Kodesh Kadoshim, and a Chatis, a Noshim, or an Oila, then do we say the skin goes to the Kohanim, but not by Kotchim Kalam. The Yishmo Laima, or Oila, says, Ainly yellow oil, maybe only from the korban oil. Oiras kotchi kadoshim, and I have enough machatas from anoshim. He says the dinner with the svara. Or ma oilish la zocha the bsara. Madra the korban oil, that the kohen does not get from its meat. Still zocha the year where the kohen gets from its skin is so kotchi kadoshim. She zocha the bsara, that the kohen is zocha in the boss of kotchi kadoshim. His dinner din isn't the svara. She zocha the yerin, that it should also be zocha with the skin. And this Gemara says, no, l'chur mizbeach yuchil, we're being a proof of the mizbeach, not like that. That the mizbeach shezocha b'boso, there is imurim that goes on the mizbeach, and still we say, l'zocha b'ol, and they're not zoich in the skin, we never burn the skin on the mizbeach. So chur yikil an out, sha'a kotshin from oilo. Gemara says, no, ma'al the mizbeach, mizbeach is different. Shekein l'zocha b'miktsas. The mizbeach was never zoich at all with any skin. To Yom HaBekanim, Hashem HaBekanim, Shezocha B'miksos, since at least by Korban Eulah, there it says clearly that the Kohen does get the skin, so Hoyo V'zocha B'miksos, Zocha B'kula, since the Torah says that by one place, the Korban Eulah, and there they don't get the Bosa. So why does the Sfar to say, by Chatas and Noshim, that since the Kohanim get a portion even in the Bosa, for sure it's the Sfar to say that they get the skin. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, Kol Atzma Lehus Rachnu El Lior Oilah Bavad, that the Yikah Pasuk we needed to teach us, the Yor Oila, the skin of a Korban Oila, goes to the Kohanim. That's the Chiddush over here. Why? Shebechol Mokam, all over, Hor Mahalach Achra Bosa. Because that's Pshita, always the Svari, the skin, goes after the Bosa. So by Shah Korbanis, that the Bosa goes to the Kohanim, Pshita by Kachem Kalim, the Kohanim get the Bosa. But by Oila, that the Kohanim do not get any Bosa, I would have thought they don't get skin. Kamashman, yes, they get the skin. Now, Paul man is srofim, assume man is srofim, or hain, or restayim is srofim imoyim, in economy, since the meat is burned, who would then the oil is also burned. Chatas v'yoshim is ilcha shal mitzibon, matona l'kayim, it's a matona to the kayim, the skin. And therefore we say like this, rotsu mashita noison, lerotsu weichu noison, just that the kohanim could do whatever they want with the skin, just so they get the boss, they could do what they want with the boss, who would then the skin that comes with it. If they wanted, they could, like, skin it and use the skin by itself. If they wanted, they could eat it with the basar. On what soich l'nois magabi oiren. Kotchim kalim alochariz lebailim. His skin goes to the bailim. And the same thing. Just like they get the basar, they get the skin. So rotsu mashita noisa. If they want to, they could skin the animal and use the skin. What soich l'nois magabi oiren. They could eat it with the skin. Avolele mabai korban eila. Nema bohid is a special mitzvah says, if shetes oilo, you have to first skin the korban oilo, and then v'nosach oistun sechedah, you have to cut it up into pieces. So Yochai would have thought to say, lo yi yurah kanem zekrem yorah, maybe the kanem did not get a portion in the skin, since they did not get a portion in the meat. Talmud Loim, it says, no, oilo, ashikriv lo yiya, that the skin of a korban oilo goes to the kohen that brought it. But prat l'tfu yoyim, v'chusik purim oinen, that they do not get from the skin. Because otherwise, Yoch, I would have thought to say, La yisk v'bosa shulachila. Maybe only they don't get from the bosa because they're not fit to eat right now. But maybe a tful yoyim or an oinein, yisk v'yorish y'bezorcha to get from the skin of the korban, sheinu lachila, that the skin is not meant for eating purposes. So maybe he could get a portion of the skin. And this time, la yiyah, no, that the skin only goes to the kohen, they could do the avodah, trap, and the chusik of umutzvuyayim, they do not get a portion of the skin. But the more of a time, kama nami typically medina, the chura have a kaba chayma. So what do we need a postik? Rashi says, not kula on Rabbi Shmuel, for normally curl the air with kachim kachim. We don't need a special postik, but a skin of kachim kachim, learn it out from the kaba chayma. Some more says true, that nilsa the yas of the kaba chayma, the terrible cost of lakra, sometimes even something he couldn't learn out from the kaba chayma, still there's a cloud, the terror goes and writes it down. For Rabbi Shmuel, for the gemara, haya shehikriv, my yavalei, what does he with the postik as shehikriv? That the Ankama uses this postik to teach us that the skin of Kotcha Kadoshim goes to the Kayin. What does the Shmuel do with this postik? My Ovid lay, so Pratlut Fuyan Mechusi Kapurim Vyainin, that they do not get a portion in the skin, since they're not fit to do the Avoida. For the Gemara of a Tepid way, Malayiya, from the other postik of Malayiya, it's Mashma. Malayiya, it's only Mashma, they can do the Avoida. We have Yishmuel at time, Yishmuel goes according to his time. The Yomri of Yechanon. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, ne ma biyoda lo yi, it says by korban elon posik lo yi, for ne ma biyoshum lo yi, it says also by korban oshum lo yi. So he uses it like this, that ma lahalan atzmoisum matov, just like by korban oshum, the bones of the korban is mutter for the kohen to do what he wants with it, is afkan who adim by korban elon also, I'll tell you what's moisum matovin, that the kohen can do whatever he wants with the bones. The bones of a korban oil also goes to the kohen. He could do what he wants with it. So the kid, that's what he does with the word lo yia. Therefore, he does not need to teach us a tful yoyim. Rather, he uses the other pasuk. Because from lo yia darshins that the kind of right to use the atzamas, the bones of a korban oil. The Gemara says mufni has to be extra. One lo yia is extra over here because the lo mifta wouldn't be extra. Ikla mifta, we could ask the question on this limud. Ma lo yoshim shekayim besar mutaloi. By a korban oshim, since the kohen could eat from the basar, maybe that's why he has the right to use the bones. Mashenka and a korban oil that he has nothing from the basar, maybe can not use the bones. So therefore, Nechnami, you need an extra word, loyia, to make this drasha. So where does Nechnami, loyia kroy yaseru, it's an extra posik. That's what Rabbi Shmuel does with this posik of loyia. Therefore, he does not learn out from loyia that each other that's fuyan cannot get the skin, rather, he needs the other posik ashikriv. Therefore, it's not a cash on Rabbi Yishmael. All right, we'll stop here.
We are holding Daf Kuf Gimel Amad Beis, holding by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol HaKodishim She'eira Behem Tzul Kodim HaShaitan. Any Kodishim you have, if a Tzul happened to the Kodim, let's say it's a Korban Eila, Korban Chatzim, Korban Oshim, that a Tzul happened to the Kodim, before they made that shotus or before they skinned the animal. So then the halacha is, Ein oirisayim lekohanim. The yor, the skin, does not go to the kohanim, but rather it's supposed to be burned with the basar. Since the basar became possible, so the din is supposed to burn the basar, so the din is supposed to also burn the skin with the basar. But let's say the acha has shaken, let's say the pshay happened to the korban after they already skinned the animal, then the lochers are the same mechanim. The oil, the skin of the animal, goes to the kohen. Even though the din is yet to burn the basar, but still the skin goes to the kohanim. On this, Omer Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim says that miyomai means for my lifetime, le'ri'isi or yaitz le'beis ha'sreifa, I never saw them burn the skin. That he never saw skin that was skinned already off the animal to be burnt. In other words, he's saying even in a case where the pshul happened to the korban before they skinned the animal, but then they skinned it, still he holds the skin by itself, goes to the kohen, there's never a din to burn the skin. On this, Amar Rabbi Akiva of Kiva says back, Midvorov lo madnu, for Rabbi Shalina Sanakana, we learn, Shehamashit ha-sabachor, if let's say a kohen makes our shatah, skins the korban b'chol, after he made the shechita on the korban b'chol, now he skins it, the nimtzei tzeifah, and he finds out that the b'chol was a tzeifah, so even though the korban was possible from before, but still, she'eusei ha-kahanim b'oirei, that the kahanim are still allowed to have enjoyment from the skin, the kahanim could keep the skin. And the chiddush of the b'tiv is, even a b'chol that's a balmum, that the locker is allowed to sect it outside the base of Midas, and the locker is that the Kohanim are allowed to eat from the basel, still, if it still happened like here, we found that it was a trefah, even though the Kohanim cannot eat from the basel, but still they have a right to ask from the skin. The skin goes to them. However, the Chacham and the Chacham say, Ein l'ri'inu raya. No, just the fact that you have Chnima, Skana Kohanim, never saw them burn the skin, that's not a proof, but rather the Chum hold and the Yaitzla Beta Feifa. They hold yes, you have to burn the skin, if there's a pull on the carbon, who have been the oil of the skin, has to be burnt. And the Chum hold, even though you skin the animal first, and then it still happened to the Basel, but still, whenever there's a din to burn the Basel, who have been, you have to burn the skin also. Now the Gemara says, Kol shalai zocha ha-mizbeach b'tzoron, lai zocha ha-kahanim b'yeron. Any time the mizbeach was not zocha to the basa, meaning if the meat of the korban has to be burnt because it's possible, but he can't put it on the mizbeach, the halacha is then, lai zocha ha-kahanim b'yeron. The kahanim are not zocha with the skin of the korban. The yaf agav, the yaf shetel li'ol, kredim zrika. Even though the meidav shetel, they skin the animal, before they made the Zerika. Still, the Zerika did not help to be matched the oil to the Kohanim. His mother says, Mani, who is his wife to go like? So goes Reb Lez the Reb Shimon. This tomorrow goes according to Reb Lez the Reb Shimon, the Yomah that he holds, Ein Hadam Meratza Alor Bifle Yatzmai. But in the case where the boss was already possible, so now the Zerika Hadam does not help just to be matter the skin, the oil. Therefore, you have no right to eat the skin if the basar is kosher. That's the din of Kosh Lazocha Mizbech, the Torah is Lazocha Kana the Yoro. And this was the Mishnah we had before. This lesson is from the Mishnah before in the beginning of the block, in the Kuf Gimel and Aleph. That Kosh Lazocha Mizbech, the Torah, Lazocha Kana the Yoro. Even though they made the Zerika Saddam does not help to be matter the skin by itself. So now the race of our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lez the Reb Shimon. Tomorrow says it's so aim a sefer. Why does it say for this Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah we just learned now? But our Mishnah here says, Kol HaKadoshim, Shira Ben Sul Kedim, HaShepen, any carbon that could still happen to it before the Ramach shed the skin, before they took off the skin. So it says in our Mishnah, Ein er is saying the Kohanim. Then the oil of the skin does not go to the Kohanim. So it's mashma, liyachar has shaitan. And let's say that still the first happened to the Korban after they skin the animal, even though it's before Zerika, still are is saying the Kohanim. Then we say when you make a Zerika, it helps on the skin by itself. So the Chol is so, also the Rebbe, the Chorao Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita. The Yomar, the Rebbe says, Ha'adam merat al-or, this the atzmai, that yes, even though before you made the Zerika Hadam, there was a psul already in the basa, that's when the basa was yaitzei, there's a psul yaitzei on the basa, so you have to burn the basa, but since you already skinned it, and you have the skin by itself, the Zerika Hadam helps, that the skin is mutter to the Kohanim. That's what's master for now, Mr. over here. And so it comes out, Reisha Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, but holds no, that since the Mizbeach is not Zerker in the Basam, therefore the Zerika does not help the oil. And the Sefer Rebbe, the Sefer comes out according to Rebbe that says, yes, the Zerika helps. But as long as it was a Hapshata, as long as they skinned the animal, so, and then it was either them too, so the Maisa, then the Zerika helps. The Marian Tzama Abayabai says, need the Sefer Rebbe he, since the safe, I will list Mr. Goes according to Rebbe. I'll tell you really, Reisha Nami Rebbe. The Reisha of our Mishnah also goes according to Rebbe. But Amoy the Rebbe agrees, saying, Hesit, Kaitan Zerika. That usually talking, you do not skin the animal before Zerika. So usually talking, that's the lesson of the first Mishnah. That calls for the Zachim of Bethlehem Sarah. If it happened at school on the Bosa, and usually by the time you make the Zerika, the skin is still on the basam, therefore the Kohanim do not get the skin, but rather there's a din, you have to burn the skin also. Our Mishnah is explaining though, but let's say it happened that you skin the animal first, and then you made the zrika. And if Nami, the loch is like ready, that the zrika would help on the oil, and then the skin would go to the carnum. In other words, like this, the skin is part of the carnum and has the kedusha on it. How could the carnum use it? Elamites the zrika. The chance to make the zrika, just like usually the zrika sadam, not only does it make a kapara for the owner, but it also is matter the bosa bachila, who adin is matter the skin to the garden. Rabbi Yehud, even though the zrika is not matter the bosa, because there's a psuyaitin, let's say, on the bosa, but still the zrika helps to be matter the skin, that now the kahanim are allowed to use the skin. Senech Nami Abai says both missions go according to Rabbi. Rav on Rav says, no, just the opposite. That neither Reisha Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, since the Reisha of the first Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that a Zerika does not help for the skin by itself. So I tell you, say for Nami Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, that our Mishnah also goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. And so what does our Mishnah mean to say, Kol HaKodshim Shir Ben Sul Kodshim Rashitam, then the Kana Manat Muta. But if it still happened, Liyachir has Shaitan, then it's Muta. So I'll tell you like this, my Kodshim has Shit, what does it mean to say before they skin the animal?